Hello, this is Michael from Study the Bible here. I hope you're doing well. We're going to be looking at the topic of friendship and more specifically, choosing your friends. Because one of the things I've been learning a lot recently is that there's a lot of teaching going on at the moment in a worldly sense about the importance of the friends that you choose, the company that you keep. But we know from the Bible that actually this is something that was an instruction from God as well. What the world says, and certainly what I've been learning a lot in business, is that you are the sum of your two or three closest friends. You are the product of the two or three closest relationships you have. So if you have people who will support you and encourage you, then you will go far, you will do well. If your closest friends are negative people, then you will become negative. If your closest friends are very optimistic in life, you'll naturally pick up some of that optimism that they have. But likewise, if they whinge and moan all the time and complain, then you are likely to epitomize that behavior as well. And the interesting thing for me is this is a concept that is clearly outlined in the Bible. I love other scriptures that talk about friendship in the Bible, such as Proverbs 17 and verse 17, which says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." So again, it's talking about the quality of your friendships. It's saying that actually it's good to have true friends who will stick with you because they are born for that time of adversity, that time where things get sticky. There is a verse, Proverbs 19 and verse 4. It says, "Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend." It's interesting that the wealthier you are, or the more successful you are, the more friends you tend to have. And we see this all the time with Facebook, that you can now have 5,000 friends on your Facebook profile. That's the sort of limit, the cutoff. And there are a lot of people that I now am in contact with who have actually exhausted that friends list. And when you look at it, those friends, the majority of them, are just contacts. It's just a network of people, the majority of whom they'll never know very well at all or do much with at all. But there is a friendship, a true friendship that you can make that is deeper than that. And what you tend to find is those friends who follow you at the time where you're doing very well are the first people who then tend to turn away from you when things start to go a little bit wrong. So what else does the Bible have to say about friends? Well, in Proverbs 27, it says in verses 5 and 6, and I'm just looking across there now, that I'll read from the translation that's in front of me. It says, "Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the words of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy." And this is something that we need to remember in this day and age where the world is telling us that actually we can't disagree with one another without being intolerant towards one another. The truth of the matter is we can disagree and still be friends. We can still love somebody and disagree with what they're doing, disagree with an action that they're taking, because if it comes from love, we don't want to see them get hurt, or we don't want to see them go down the wrong path. And what scripture is saying is that it's actually better to have an open rebuke from a friend than love that is concealed. It's better to say something than to block it away. And for me, this is one of the big challenges that I have in my walk, because I tend to be one of these guys who likes to avoid, for lack of a better way of putting it, saying things to people, because I don't want to upset them or hurt their feelings. But actually, this scripture is very, very clear that it's important to be a person who speaks the truth in love and shares and if necessary, rebukes friends. If it's done out of love, then it is to be someone who conceals up things, because what we know is that it goes on to say that deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. There is a world out there that is very deceitful, that will entice people. And if we just bite our tongue, the question that can be asked justifiably of us is, do we really love the person that we are refusing to talk openly with and speak honestly to, because we're letting them go down a path that might end up seeing them really badly hurt. And actually, if we really loved them, we would want to try and stop them from going down that path, or at least be a friend to them and show them that there's a better way. And this also applies to the gospel sharing the gospel with people. If we really love people, then we should be open about sharing the gospel with them and not hiding it, not bottling up the love and the good news of the gospel, the personal work of Jesus Christ, what he did for all of us. And it also applies to a church setting where we see friends and people within the church. We should be making sure that we are all holding each other to account with love, because the church is supposed to be holy and pure, and it should be a place where people can grow. And if we see people going down a wrong path there, we should be quick to rally around them and not condemn them for the decision that they're making or may have made already, but just try and lead them back with love to the right path. But the key verse for me is Proverbs 13:20, and this is the one that has actually come up time and time again in what I've been learning with business, and what I was saying earlier about how you're the sum of the products you keep. It says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." And 1 Corinthians 15:33 actually says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." And again, this highlights that same point. We have got to be so careful over the company we keep, because it's so easy to get involved with the wrong types of people. And quite often we have some of the closest people in our lives are people who, in honesty, aren't very good for us. They might be trying to drag us down, or they'll be in a different part of life. And because we love them and we care for them and we want to be there for them, sometimes we can sort of overlook some of these sort of negative aspects about what's going on and the influence that they're having on us, and we can actually be blind to it. So it's really important to make sure that we pick the right people to spend time with and the right people to surround ourselves with, because we will, if we choose wisely, we will be encouraged and we will go far. It's something that I need to apply in my life. I think being a parent, especially of so many kids, it can be really difficult to surround yourself with many friends outside of my wife and outside of my immediate family, because I've got so many parental responsibilities. But the thing is, what I've learned a lot recently is when I am around other people, and my wife would say this too, when we are around other people who are like-minded, who are encouraging, who are optimistic and filled with hope, we always come away feeling a lot better and feeling more reassured in ourselves and feeling more reassured about the path we're walking. We feel a lot more confident. We get a lot of energy now from being around those people. And just as a sort of, I suppose, a concluding side story here, I was always traditionally more introverted, and that means I used to have to recharge by coming into my own company and relaxing, and being out and about and around people was actually very difficult for me. But now I find it's actually the complete opposite, that when I'm alone too long, that's when I tend to get drained, and I actually get a lot of energy from surrounding myself by people who are doing similar things and who are like-minded and who are ahead of me in areas of their life, and I want to be around those people. So just be wise with the friendships you have. Be wise with the friends that you surround yourself with. If you have people in your life who are negative, I'm not saying that you need to cut them off completely, but you need to maybe have a think about how much time you spend with them, and potentially put a little bit of distance there, but do it with love. And if it is possible to have a good impact and be the one who brings them forward, then great, that's awesome. But quite often what you'll find is, because there are more of them, or because especially if it's something that you've got some non-Christian friends and you're the Christian one, and you're the one who's trying to live a different and set apart life, a holy life, you'll find it's a lot easier for them to drag you down than it is for you to drag them up. So that's where you have to be careful and make sure you, if you are going to spend some time with them, you do it in appropriate situations and contexts, and you don't end up putting yourself in harm's way there. So I hope this helps. If you do want to hear more, then we'll be doing regular podcasts on Study the Bible. We'll be doing more talks and teachings over time. We'll get some guest interviews in where we can, and also do some live sessions once again. Thank you very much for your time today. I hope that you'll tune in again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.